Well, today is February the 19th. It's President's Day, of course, and all listening to this program are aware of that. Yet today marks an anniversary date of perhaps the most infamous day in history as it relates to the United States, Israel, and Israel's enemies. That date is April the 19th, and it extends through April the 21st. Very infamous people were born on this day, and infamous events occurred on this day. As Bill Koenig, founder and CEO of World Watch Daily, 18-year White House correspondent, historian, and Bible scholar, said, quote, "I watch annually the April 19th to 20th news in line with the pattern of major historical U.S. events and wars that have set the tone for the rest of the year." He said, and he reports that in a report that he does every April. Well, to learn about these days of infamy past, the players, the events, and the dates, I want to welcome in right now Bill Koenig, White House correspondent, Middle East expert, and student of biblical prophecy. Bill, welcome to the program, and so glad you can be with us on this very important day.
Thank you so much, Sam. Always a pleasure being with you.
We have a whole lot more to go over than what we have time to, so I'm going to get right into it, because this whole idea of April 19th being a key day, Bill, is because you brought to my attention. I really wasn't aware of it, and probably most of our listeners aren't either. But we emphasize on this program, as you know, a lot about Israel because God speaks a lot about Israel. We emphasize the truth because God is truth, and we believe we can never emphasize Him or truth too much. We emphasize that man has a clock, and geopolitical events guide and they go certain directions, but until we lay them down on top of God's clock, it doesn't really make too much sense. So in that context, I want to look at this date, February 19th, and why you are calling it a day of infamy. Who were just a few of the people born on this day, and what would qualify this as a day of infamy in your mind, Bill?
Well, I watch patterns, Sam, as you know. In my book, Eye to Eye, I document patterns of what happens in the United States or even in Europe, but mostly the United States, when we apply pressure on Israel to give up their covenant land that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I obviously watch patterns like you, Sam. We watch news. We watch trends. We see things take place. We follow, as the Holy Spirit leads us, we follow trails. He reveals things to us. And a friend of mine, Eric Hadik, he and I spoke in 2006. He'd followed some of our work, and he shared with me some of the things that had happened in history on this April 19th, 20th date. And Eric has inside track. Eric Hadik had inside track. And what was so fascinating about this work, Sam, is he'd noticed that there was very significant things that had to do with the nation of Israel. The fact that a lot of our major wars were consummated or ended in that April period throughout history, throughout the month of April. But for the sake of Israel, the fact that three significant events took place is, one, the Roman Empire was established on April 21st. The fact that Muhammad and Hitler were both born on the same day. Muhammad was born on April 20th, 571 A.D., and Hitler was born on April 20, 1989. So you have the Roman Empire, which was very hard on Israel, and the Jewish people especially, is the Jewish people, and then Muhammad, and then obviously Hitler. I mean, these are three very significant points in history, all right around that 1920-21 area of time. And to be quite honest, not honest necessarily, but I mean, to be more specific, every April, I've been following this since 2006, one of the major news items for the month of April is the nation of Israel and also Iran. And it's been incredible to follow every year. And to be quite, to be even more accurate, Iran has been an even greater news in Israel the last 12 Aprils.